I hadn't even been in a kayak, and my daughter said, "Oh, you." She did the full distance, and she said, "You could do this." And I said, "Well, no way." She said, "In a relay," she said, "you know, it's a lot easier. And you now we have 4 changes a day, and 2 in our kayak, and we do a section each. And yeah, so you paddle about 20 odd k's, and hop out, and someone else goes in."
Wow, and you'd never been in a kayak before?
No.
I love it. There's a sense of boldness there, isn't there, Adele? You know, just to say, "I'm going to do that."
Yeah, well, now once we got started, now we don't want to stop. There's 2 of us have done this will be our 14th year. My sister was doing it with her, but she sort of couldn't get round to it the last couple of years. So. Yeah, no, it's good fun.
So tell us what happens. I mentioned there are people packing up this weekend and heading along there. What's the preparation that you undertake?
Well, I'm lucky because I live in Yarrawonga, so I've just got to pack up to go on the trip to Swan Hill. But no, they come from all over Australia. I think there's over 400 or about 400 kayaks will be, or kayaks, stand-up boards. They have different sections for different types of kayaks. And, yeah, so they're from all over Australia, really.
Mm.
And even some, they used to be from overseas. One lady, she was from France, and she'd given up and she'd pulled up over at the side of the bank, and she saw us coming along, and she started again, and she said, "Oh, I can't keep going." And I said, "No, come on, keep going, you'll be right, come with us." And she followed along, and she said, "I think when we get to the end, because you're CWA, you'll get a big cheer." And she said, "That'll help me along." But anyway, no, so she finished off the race and paddled along with us the last 10 k's. No, it was good fun.
And is that an example, Adele, of the kind of spirit in the race, that friendship, that supportive network?
Oh, yes. Look, we've made wonderful friends over the years that we've been doing it. And, yes, it'll be great to catch up with them all. We'll have our briefing on Sunday, so we'll get to meet up and then again on the water. But most people paddle past us because we're a bit slow, but we get there.
That's all that matters, isn't it, Adele? And you've paddled in some pretty, well, let's just say, challenging weather at times over the last 13 years?
Yes, my word, we have thunderstorms and, 40-degree heat when it used to be in between Christmas and New Year. And so we just take our hats off, dip it in the water and tip it all over us and keep paddling. But now it doesn't get quite that hot. But no, the thunderstorms are the worst, or the wind.
I imagine. And what about the Murray? That's seeing that every year. What do you make of the Murray at the moment? How's it looking?
Well, it's pretty full now at the moment, and running pretty good, and we're paddling down steam, so that's a good help. But when it's very calm and the water's just flat, you know, and just like glass, and you get all the reflections of the trees, and no, it's absolutely beautiful.